I wanted to officially welcome everybody to tonight's call. I am going to put the call into moderator mode, and that is the point at which we will start to record the call, and that's the information that will then be available on our replay line. And the replay line is going to be able to be accessed beginning, I think, 24 hours from now. And the replay number, I'm afraid, is escaping me, but before the end of the call, I hope that I will be able to recite it to you.
I know it, Dave, if you want.
Oh, do you? Well, please do recite it for us. That would be wonderful.
It's 212-461-8911.
212-461-8911. Okay. Fantastic. Well, I sincerely appreciate you sharing that number with us. Would you mind repeating it one more time?
212-461-8911.
Excellent. Great. Now, I will put us officially into moderator mode. And before I come out of moderator mode to have some, when we go into our question and answer portion of the call, I'm going to ask you all to hit star 6. You don't need to hit it now, but at that point, I'll ask you to do it. And that will mute out the sound from your background. Well, tonight we are focusing on an issue that many people probably are not that familiar with. In fact, unless it has touched your life personally, you never think about an eating disorder having anything to do with being, say, underweight. You typically think about it as being overweight. But eating disorders are actually running rampant in the entertainment industry. In fact, the entertainment industry has been under fire, especially the modeling industry, because if you aspire to be an actress or an actor, you're probably waging a war with food, your desire to eat versus your need to stay thin. That's just part of the game when it comes to this type of industry. You're probably surrounded by people who are fighting the same problem. They maybe know people who have fought the same problem. And what these problems are anorexia and bulimia. There's a lot of people who know someone out there tonight. There's a lot of people who may actually be near a condition or worried that they might be in a condition that could be dangerous. And so whether you're one of the people who are helping those, whether you're an agent or whether you're perhaps a personal trainer or an advisor, we know that you've got to stay thin to keep the jobs when you're in Hollywood. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people around the world who emulate what they see on television. They emulate what they see in the magazines. So even if you're not in Hollywood, there's still the attitude that you could never be too rich and you could never be too thin. And for some people, they push the extremes of thinness really, really far. And there's a dark side to that. There's a real major risk to that. And I think that we need to tell that story. I think it's a story that needs to be told to save the next generation of aspiring models and actresses and the next generation of children from a dangerous trap. And so the pressure to be thin in some industries is tremendous. For some people, that pressure is put upon themselves by themselves. We all know that we all know perhaps that the clothes that are presented oftentimes in stores or put on mannequins that if they were real humans would be like sub-zero, you know. And so what I want to share with people is that there are, signs that you could look for. There's things that you might want to, things that you might want to know. And so the first thing I want to do is I want to cover what is anorexia. Okay, well, anorexia is extreme weight loss. It's when your body weight is 15% below normal. We could recognize the skinny frame. A lot of people are never thin enough. They feel this self-image thing. No matter what you look at them, they're like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so fat. And you look at them and you go, girl, you're like the thinnest thing I've ever seen. And we all know friends like that. Those are the people we're talking about. A lot of times you could notice some really, you know, bizarre attitudes. People have excessively exercised. They have really bizarre food restrictions. And I'm not talking about being healthy. I'm talking about not eating. They have an intense fear of becoming fat. They refuse to eat with others. And all of a sudden, they're brittle. Their hair, their skin gets brittle. They lose their hair. They actually have a growth of a type of a fine, white, downy type of hair on their skin. Some women lose their menstrual periods. They have shortness of breath, irregular heartbeats. A lot of times, they find themselves using laxative, diuretics, or things like that. Oftentimes will take drugs to purge calories taken in from their bodies. And when we're around them, we notice that they have a lot of mood swings and possibly substance abuse. They might be taking other drugs and pharmaceutical things in order to stimulate them, to keep them awake, to keep them from getting hungry. And so anorexia is a serious condition. Bulimia, on the other hand, is characterized by binging, usually on sweets or fatty foods, and then the bulimic will cause themselves to purge. They'll throw up and purposely. And a lot of times, bulimia and anorexia do overlap, but they're not necessarily the same. Some sufferers may alternate between binge and purge activities and then complete denial, where they just don't eat at all, of anorexic eating patterns. And again, there's a tremendous feeling among those who examine these eating disorders that the issue here is not how they eat, it's the self-image, it's the way they feel about themselves. It's the fact that they definitely have a issue with self-image, one that they're constantly criticizing themselves. It may have started with something that they learned in the media. It may have started with a critique that was given by a dance instructor, a boyfriend, a mother, a father, or even another friend who once told them, you know, I think you're fat, or I think you look heavy, or whatever, and all of a sudden they focused on that. But in some way or another, people were triggered to have this obsession, and that obsession with thinness has become dangerous in its application because of what they do to obtain that, to obtain that. So one thing we have to understand, it's not just about weight or about food. We know that it's a psychological, physiological, genetic, and environmental, type of factors that contribute to it. But one thing we have to do is we know what we can do to help these people. Now, let me share some figures with you. 5 to 10% of girls and women suffer from some type of eating disorder. That means if there's 10 girls in the room, there's a chance that one of them has this problem. 1 million boys are identified, but 15% of young women are actually borderline. That means that we're looking at somewhere up to 25% of young ladies who have such a issue with themselves that they either give up and they find themselves just saying, then I give up, and they become extremely obese, or they fight it and they become extremely thin. Either way, it has the same root, and we've got to do something about it. So the eating disorders are basically associated with increased risk of depression and anxiety disorders, and unfortunately, suicide. Women who have been treated for eating disorders have a much higher risk of problems giving birth with pregnancy, and they have very low birth infant weights, premature births, miscarriages, and complicated deliveries. Oftentimes they require a C-section. And so oftentimes you'll find that smoking, the hand-to-mouth association, takes the place of food. It's commonly believed that smoking helps prevent weight gain for that very reason. And so the culture that we have is going to continue to contribute to low self-esteem. And it's up to us as friends and family to get professional help for them, to help them to make a change. But what we're looking at now is what can we do physiologically and metabolically for that group of people that are not in perhaps, let's just say, we're trying to offer an alternative for those people whose industries require them to be thin, and yet they do not want to fall into the trap of the anorexic and bulimic. And so while we cannot hope or seek to offer a solution to the individual's issues, whether they be psychological or sociological, I can't, unfortunately, as much as I would like to, I cannot change society just a little bit at a time. And I certainly cannot change the social circles that people are prone to run in, which may put these social pressures on them. What I can do is I could offer solutions, and that's why I put together a program called Superfoods for Supermodels. Now, the propensity of Americans to either be excessively overweight or actually underweight is fairly unique to our society. Most societies have a preponderance of people in that midweight, and then a few people who are excessively thin, and a few people who are excessively heavy. It is because of this, again, that we've put together the Superfoods for Supermodels program. And believe it or not, this program could actually help you to gain weight. If you are, let's say, anorexic or bulimic, it will help you to remain thin, but you will look healthy. You'll have strong, lean muscle on your body. And there's a reason why these foods, these exact same foods that we're talking about, are the same foods that actually help others to lose weight. And the reasons are very similar. So let me start with where I always start, with my very favorite food, and that's organic Kamut Blend. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to the Purium Health Products, which is our new name. You may have known us as Platinum Health Products. We are now Purium Health Products. This is the Wednesday night Purium Health Products consumer education call. We're focusing on eating disorders and body image issues, and we're trying to offer a solution for those people who wish to both get thin or remain thin in a way that is extremely healthy and will actually contribute to longevity as opposed to leading to the psychological and other disorders that are oftentimes clearly associated with these style of eating disorders. So we have worked with many people. I actually appeared on a morning, the most popular morning television show in Los Angeles, in Hollywood actually, called the KTLA Morning News. And we have a videotape of that on our website, and I'd invite you to go there and to check it out, because this is a program that the industry has really taken a hold of. I don't know if you guys remember, but it wasn't that long ago that the supermodels, that there were a couple of supermodels in the entertainment industry who went on what they called the tomato diet. The media, has really had focused on that in quite a while. It was a Brazilian actress. And the bottom line is that until, this isn't going to change the need and the desire to have these types of body image, or not body image, but body shape, is really not going to go away quickly. So what I decided to do was to step in and say, okay, if it is your job to be thin, if it's your career to be thin, if you desire to be thin, even if it's not your career, then please don't endanger yourself. Please do it in a way that's loving. Do it in a way that's caring for your body. Do it in a way that nourishes your body. Do it in a way that actually will contribute tremendously toward longevity. And what I'm talking about is, again, a low-calorie but high-nutrient-dense diet. When you have a low-calorie and high-nutrient-dense diet, then you are going to accomplish a number of things. You're first going to make sure that your body never suffers a nutritional deficiency. You're going to make sure that your body does not build excess fat. You're going to make sure that you have lean, strong connective tissue and muscle tissue. And you're going to make sure that you have the endurance, the physical strength, and the mental acuity to assist you with any task, any job, any career that you may have chosen. And so again, we start with the organic Kamut blend. When you limit your food intake, it's really important to alkalize and neutralize the acids that might accumulate within your body. Your body runs on a rhythm. It's used to being fed food, and it will produce a lot of bile and digestive enzymes, etc., and acids. And if they're just keep being produced by your body, but there's no food, you're not going to feel too good. And green foods, again, alkalize and neutralize the acids that accumulate within the stomach cavity. It's also important to increase the uptake of oxygen. Organic Kamut is amazing at doing that. It is the ultimate vegetable juice, has abundant nutritional potency, but only a few calories, and that makes it an ideal food for any, you know, anybody who needs a low-calorie but nutrient-dense diet. It satisfies your body's need for nutrients without creating metabolic waste. It aids in detoxification and eliminates accumulated toxins in the blood tissue. It oxygenates the body and helps keep the blood glucose stable. And getting hungry is the reason why they need to binge. And so that's a very important tool. The next tool is activated barley. It was originated by Greek and Roman physicians over 2,000 years ago. And it's the ultimate power food. But what you need to know is that the United Nations uses it. Take it into countries where people are starving, and for 1, 2, or 3 tablespoons a day, they could keep any human alive. 1 tablespoon for children, 2 tablespoons for mid-sized people, and 3 tablespoons for full-grown adults, and it keeps them completely healthy and alive on 3 tablespoons of food. It was used by Greek and Roman physicians over 2,000 years ago, as I said, and it was used by the Roman army, and it was used by gladiators. It's an extremely powerful food with very few calories and a lot of available energy, and it's, again, a phenomenal tool for anybody who needs to nourish their body to have all of the energy that they would otherwise have from a full meal and yet not have excess fat or calories. So the organic Kamut blend is like your vegetables that you need for the day. The activated barley, that's like your whole grains that you need for a day. But what about protein? Well, for that, as you know, we offer the Master Amino Acid Complex, over twice as bioavailable as the next closest protein. It's a patented protein that's superior to every other protein on the market when it comes to digestion and utilization of muscle in the muscle building process. Now, let me tell you something. Green Kamut is pre-digested. Activated barley, pre-digested. Master Amino Acid, pre-digested. Why is that important? You're getting green vegetable nutrition, whole grain nutrition, and protein nutrition. And if you are suffering from anorexia and bulimia, I guarantee you, your body is not absorbing nutrients properly. It's not digesting food properly. And if you eat full meals the way you and I did, went to a restaurant and ate all this food and didn't chuck it up, your body wouldn't even know what to do with it. You would literally get sick. So these foods will nourish the body, bring people back from the anorexia, bring people back from the bulimia, nourish the body, strengthen the body, and then they'll strengthen the mind. They'll purify the mind, and that's very important as well. So again, the Master Amino Acid Complex is completely bypasses the kidneys. It is absorbed within 22 minutes because it's a pre-digested, 100% pure vegetable, non-soy protein. And it is used in hospitals for people with malabsorption and people on dialysis machines and people who have muscle wasting, and it literally builds the muscle back. It is patented and proven to build back muscle when someone is suffering from muscle wasting like the anorexic and the bulimic would. What about Instant Energy? Well, for those interested in any type of regimen that keeps your body weight low or thin, virgin coconut oil is the perfect thing. It's a medium-chain triglyceride which provides instant energy to the body. It has anti-parasitic properties, which are definitely going to help someone who may have a problem with their weight. It helps regulate the thyroid, and it contains 25% fewer calories than most cooking oils. So it satisfies your body's need for fat, which is essential to your central nervous system, to your skin and to your hair and to your eyes. And remember, we talked about the skin, the hair. These are the first things that show signs of the deficiencies. When you stop eating, your body doesn't get the quality of fats that it needs. An organic tropic oil will help provide the body's need for those qualities of fats, as will the next ingredient or the next product, which we call rice bran solubles. Rice bran solubles is one of the few foods that you could almost exist on. It's loaded with tons of nutrients and essential fats, and it has almost zero calories. The rice bran solubles could be added to the activated barley, made into a tasty drink, even add it to the organic kamut blend, make a tasty drink, and for very few calories, you're getting tons of B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B6, even a little bit of B12, and tons of the palmitic, the fatty acids that provide instant energy are burned really fast by the body. So these have the fats. Rice bran solubles have the fats, like coconut oil, that are burned quickly by the body to produce energy. And most importantly, while the organic tropic oil has oils and fats that are a phenomenal source of energy and are great for the skin and the hair and the eyes, the rice bran solubles has those fats that are essential to the body, those fats that are going to provide antioxidant qualities, tocotrienols, trienols, vitamin E, those types of fats, antioxidant fats. So if you're going to get fats that are antioxidant fats, get fats that build the immune system, get fats that stimulate the thyroid, and get fats that burn quickly and never create fat on the body. And rice bran solubles and, of course, the coconut oil both fit that category. Now, one of the things that a lot of people who are suffering from these deficiencies is they're certainly not having a lot of fruits, because the fruits have so many calories. They're typically, the tart cherry, as you know, for the number of calories that you're getting, it is phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal source of, it is like having 6 servings of fruit in a single tablespoon. That's how potent it is. And if you're not going to eat fruit, you need to concentrate the nutrients that you would have got from that fruit. So now we've covered your whole grains, we've covered your fats, we've covered your vegetables with the green kamut blend, the whole grains with the activated barley and the rice bran, as well as the fats with the organic tropic oil and the rice bran. For the fruits, we go to apothecary. We all know that the tart Montmorency cherry are nature's most nutritionally dense food and contain the widest variety of antioxidants and phytochemicals unmatched by any other fruit, and equal 6 servings of fruit in 1 tablespoon. If you need to exist on a little bit of food, why kill yourself? Why not make that an excuse to use the world's most potent foods, the world's most nutrient-dense foods, the foods that have the lowest calories, and use those as your sustenance? We're already showing you the tools that will allow that to happen. Now, I recommend taking the aloe vera concentrate with the apothecary because it is highly assimilable, has thousands of enzymes, stimulates digestive activity, and alkalizes the body. Highly important when you're not eating to suppress and to eliminate the toxic acids that build up in your body. And finally, last but not least, we actually have the Power Shake. The Power Shake is pretty cool. The Power Shake is a combination of the activated barley, the rice bran solubles, the kamut blend, plus some delicious organic carrot juice. And that is just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. So in our Superfoods for Supermodels program, we actually show you that at 8 o'clock you could have a drink with the barley, rice bran, and greens. And then at 10 a.m. you have 2 items off of our approved food list. and then the approved food list, or foods that are nutrient dense, things like a cup of blueberries, raspberries, or strawberries, an apple with the skin, and a half ounce of Gouda cheese. Things like 1.5 cups of watermelon or 1 cup of melon, a whole wheat toast with avocado and garlic salt, and garlic or sea salt, a cup of fresh squeezed orange juice with pulp, a hard-boiled egg or an egg fried in coconut oil, a half cup of oatmeal with 12 raisins and a half teaspoon of agave syrup or coconut oil, 12 raw almonds, 6 dried prunes, a half cup of raw yogurt. This is a menu, and you could select 2 off of that menu, and you have those at 10 o'clock. And then at 12 o'clock, you have your master amino acids and another green drink. At 2 o'clock, you have another meal with 2 items off of the lunch and dinner, which is like a cup of cooked couscous, a cup of cooked brown rice, wild or basmati rice, grilled vegetables with a teaspoon of butter, coleslaw or green salad with vegetables, with like something like Newman's balsamic vinaigrette dressing, 8 ounces of wild salmon, 8 ounces of lean free-range organic baked or broiled fowl, like chicken or turkey, tuna salad, as long as it's the proper type of tuna. You don't want to have any of the fancy albacore; it's too big. You want to have smaller tunas that haven't accumulated a lot of lead. 1/4 pound of a free-range turkey burger patty, a tempeh burger patty, guacamole and organic corn chips with mashed avocado. These are a menu of foods that I've put together that I've seen have extremely low calories but extremely high nutrient density. And if you want hard food, solid food, those are the foods that you could go to regularly, often. And again, even if you're having something every 2 hours, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and then again before you go to bed, even if you're having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we recommend 7 interactions with food and supplements, you are going to be constantly inundating your body with nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods that are going to nourish your body, and yet you will be able to remain as thin as you desire. And that's what we call the Superfoods for Supermodels program, and it is on our website. It lists the products and what they do for you. It lists how to take them, when to take them. And it also gives an extensive background of information about these eating disorders. I will tell you, I wrote a story that I'll really read you a small part of. It says, if it could happen to you, it could happen to them. It says, a long list of celebrities, athletes, and models have struggled with eating disorders and ultimately lost the battle. People like Karen Carpenter, Margot Hemingway, gymnast Christy Heinrich, ballerina Heidi Gunther, poet Anne Sexton, and so many more. That's not even to mention all of those less famous individuals who lost the same battle. Now, it's estimated that 1/3 of anorexics and bulimics take 7 to 10 years to get well, and that 25% of that 1/3 will end up dying. Do you know that 2 to 5% of people with eating disorders end up committing suicide? For those who don't die, the recovery process is one that never really ends. Relapse is always a potential risk for people in those conditions. So they have to get rid of the thoughts that are consuming them, whether it's troubled relationships or whether it's an obsession with food and weight. But the truth is, we could stop that from happening. It doesn't need to happen. We have the answers, and the time's come to do something dramatic and realistic to change the trend. The entertainment media doesn't hold complete responsibility for the rise in eating disorder behavior. It definitely could set a better example, but we all have an individual responsibility to ourselves and to our family. So what we're out to prove at Purium Health Products is that you can have a slender and healthy body. You just have to use the foods and supplements to promote your optimal health, energy, endurance, and well-being, and not those foods that break your body down. Now, again, I will help you to recognize the symptoms. I've written them out for both anorexia and bulimia. One of the highest mortality rates of any psychiatric illness. We've proven that. We've got to do something about it. 60 to 85%. Can be cured permanently with the proper treatment, but that proper treatment has to start with education. People with eating disorders don't tend to consume healthy foods. They develop strange regimens where fat is all but eliminated, and sugary foods with no nutritional value are consumed to provide the instant boost that they need because their bodies are starving for any source of energy. In extreme cases of anorexia, the person actually restricts themselves to a single food. Sometimes their natural foods, like let's say a tomato, like that one lady who ate nothing but tomatoes for weeks, even months before dying. It has nothing to do with an apple or a tomato. It's the problem that they're not, you know, eating a complete diet. And so what we need to do is, you know, let the information out there. We have several pages of information. We have stories of models who have used our programs. We have pictures of them. We have them telling their stories. One young lady was brave enough to tell the story, and this is a thin and beautiful young lady. She became a friend of mine, and she told me, she says, "Do you believe that when I went in for one job, they pulled me aside and said, 'You lose 10 pounds, you've got this job.'" And she says, "You know what? If I lost 10 pounds, I wouldn't have even been there." I mean, she was already 106 pounds and she's 5'9". And so it's just disgusting what the industry pressures people to do. And so to a certain extent, we're not in any way condoning that. What we want to do is save those people in the real world. We want to save them from themselves. And once they begin to eat right, and once they begin to feel good, and once their brains are thinking straight, and once they walk in looking bright and vibrant and tone and yet thin at the same time, not as thin as maybe the director wanted, but he's going to go, "Dang, this girl has energy emanating from inside of her." Where's that energy going to come from? The raw, living, pure foods that we've taught her to eat or him to eat. And the most important part, as I said, we're not just talking about avoiding anorexia or bulimia. We're not just talking about helping people in the industry to have this ideal body without having to pay the price, if you would, quote, the price of anorexia and bulimia. What we are doing is we're saying you could actually take these same foods and put them into the life of the anorexic and the bulimic, and we will reverse the physiological and metabolic damage that has been done over time. I guarantee it. We can help them to accomplish goals that might otherwise never be achieved, of thinness next to extreme health. And we might in some way change the industry when we present, as I said, healthy bodies versus waif thin bodies with the chest bone showing and the skin so pale and the eyes so empty and far away because their brains are so malnourished. We can change that. And at the same time, we could share these same secrets with those people that may want to just lose a few pounds. Now, we also have a healthy weight gain battle plan. And that is going to be on the website, and we're going to share information about that on an upcoming call. And the weight gain battle plan is one that people have been waiting for as well, because there are some people who don't want to necessarily be thin. They actually want to gain more weight. And so the first thing you can do, again, is to change and alter the rate at which your body absorbs and utilizes nutrients. And there's nothing that can do that more effectively than these superfoods for supermodels. Organic green kamut blend will be your vegetables. Activated barley will be your whole grains. Master aminos will be your protein. Tropic oil will be your fat. Rice bran will contribute to both the whole grains and the essential fats. Apothecary will take care of your fruits. The aloe vera will assist the apothecary in every way, in so many ways, which many of you have learned. And finally, we are confident that the foods that we recommend, and there are other foods that are good for sure, but we've put together a nice list of something like 20 or 30 foods that you can use safely and know, hey, these are foods that you know, have been measured out. We know that if I eat those foods that they're going to be very, very healthy for me. And I'm going to give you some of my favorites. I love, for example, quinoa and couscous. Quinoa is one of the highest protein foods, great energy food, almost zero calories. So quinoa or couscous. Brown rice, wild or basmati rice, almost no calories. Grilled vegetables with just a teaspoon of butter. Teaspoon of butter, fantastic. Coleslaw with oil and vinegar dressing. A green salad, again, with oil and vinegar dressing. Heavier on the vinegar than the oil. 8 ounces of wild salmon, not farmed raised. 8 ounces, that has healthy fat. All of these delicious foods that we've listed there, and yet these are foods, tuna salad, chunky tuna and oil and vinegar, a turkey burger, a tempeh burger, guacamole, organic baked chips, you know, raw yogurt, prunes, almonds, oatmeal, raisins, hard-boiled eggs, grapefruits, oranges, avocados, watermelon, you know, Gouda cheese, apples, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Turn these into meals. Add the yogurt to the raw berries. Take the apple and add it to the cheese. You know, take the guacamole and mix it with the dried chips. Take the hard-boiled egg, you know, and maybe mix it with with your salad, and mix creatively. Take some of these suggestions, mix them together, use two or three of them to create a meal, and I mean, I'm telling you, you will be satisfied. I wanted to remind everybody that we have events that are being planned up at the Oasis Retreat now. If you'd like to be appraised of them, go to the website, call us, we'll mail you information. They are booking up quickly. And up there we will show you many of these tasty foods, many of these delicious foods that you could use to help change this condition in your life. So I hope everybody has taken the information and realizes this is all available on the website. It's under weight loss, and you could go there and look at some phenomenal stories. I now want to ask everybody who's not going to ask a question to hit star 6. I'm going to unlock the phone lines and take 5 minutes worth of questions, and I hope that I will hear from you all who want to ask questions. And so give me one moment while I unlock the phone lines. Okay, great. I wanted to remind everybody that you are listening to the Purium Health Products Consumer Education Call. It looks like we have about 50 people on the call tonight. I want to thank everybody who has joined us. If you're not able to continue listening tonight, we understand. If you would like to stay on, I'm going to answer questions for a while if anybody has them. And again, I wanted to thank all of you for taking time out of your evening tonight for being with us. I want to say get well to Amy, who is not feeling that good tonight. She was, I guess, out in the cold a little bit and just said that her voice wasn't sounding too pleasant and she didn't want to be talking a lot tonight, but she thinks that she'll be just fine by tomorrow, for those who are worried. And again, if you have any questions, now is a great time to throw them out there. Any questions out there at all? Remember, if you hit star 6, you'll have to unstar 6 in order to be heard. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This program that is for these people, how will it help elderly person to gain weight that is way too thin?
So you're way too thin and you'd like to gain weight?
I'd like to be a little bit heavier.
That's no problem. Here's the beautiful thing. All this program was meant to add muscle strength and collagen strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically to make sure that your body is extremely strong and yet it will remain thin. But if you're too thin, it will add a little to you. And more importantly, we have a weight gain battle plan that we have that will be available on the website. I believe it already is, but I don't want to speak out of turn. And in that, I tell you exactly how to gain just a few pounds healthfully that will look good and again help you to strengthen your body. So that will be available to you soon. To answer your question in a more direct way, I love foods like nuts, avocados, some healthy raw cheese, but raw goat's milk is my favorite way
just
to add a little bit of weight to your frame if you feel like you'd like to gain some weight. So, but that's all going to be spelled out in the weight gain battle plan. But to give you a peek into it, things like avocados and nuts, whole grain breads, and my favorite, raw goat's milk, will all help you to add healthy healthy weight to that 2 cm
frame. Raw goat's milk.
Thank you.
Okay.
Raw goat's milk.
Are there any other questions? Well, I want to thank everybody for having joined us tonight. It has been a pleasure. We will look forward to being with you next week at this same time on this same number. And remember that this call will be available on the replay line starting in 24 hours. And you could then recommend it. We'll also email you a link that if you simply click on, and if you have speakers on your computer, you could immediately be listening to this call. So I want to thank you once again, wish you all a blessed evening, and I do look forward to being with you one week from tonight. God bless everybody.
Yeah.